Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine held in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says yoga guides the world towards health, balance and harmony. Russian President Vladimir Putin criticizes European Union's attempts to seize Russian assets, calls the move a robbery. In Bangladesh, widespread protests erupt in Dhaka and other parts as the body of deceased student leader arrives in Dhaka. And in badminton, Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty enter the semi-final of the BWF World Tour Finals in China. WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine was held in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said yoga has shown the whole world the path to health, balance and harmony. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi said over the years, everyone has seen yoga reaching every corner of the world.
पारंपरिक चिकित्सा प्रणाली का एक अहम हिस्सा योग भी है. योग ने पूरी दुनिया को स्वास्थ्य, संतुलन और सामंजस्य का रास्ता दिखाया है. बीते वर्षों में हमने योग को दुनिया के कोने कोने तक पहुंचते देखा है. मैं योग के प्रचार और विकास में महत्वपूर्ण योगदान देने वाले हर व्यक्ति की सराहना करता हूं.
Prime Minister highlighted that restoring balance is not just a global cause but a global urgency. Mr. Modi said the growing ease of resources and facilities without physical exertion is giving rise to unexpected challenges for human health. The Prime Minister inaugurated the new WHO Southeast Asia Regional Office Complex in Delhi, along with DG WHO Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. The complex will house the WHO India Country Office, marking a significant milestone in India's partnership with the organization. The Prime Minister also released the WHO Technical Report on Training in Yoga and the book From Roots to Global Reach, 11 Years of Transformation in Ayush. Mr. Ghebreyesus said India has shown that tradition, innovation and science can advance together.
India has shown that tradition and innovation, heritage and science can advance together. Through its centuries-old Ayush systems, India has shown the world that traditional wisdom and modern science are not inconsistent, but complementary. Over the past 3 days, voices from more than 100 countries have come together.
External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India values Netherlands' support for closer India-EU ties and conclusion of free trade agreement. Dr. Jaishankar said this in a social media post after meeting his Dutch counterpart David Van Wiel in New Delhi today. The External Affairs Minister said they discussed bilateral cooperation, including trade, defence, shipping, water, agriculture, health and culture of both nations.
We have a strategic partnership in water and very strong cooperation in agriculture, health, science, technology and shipping. But with the new important areas of cooperation like semiconductors now coming up, I think there's scope for raising the ambition relationships of whether it's semiconductors or digital or cyberspace or life sciences. We would like to work more closely with you.
Mr. Will Fridays expressed strong optimism over the ongoing India-European Union free trade agreement negotiations, describing India and the EU as natural partners.
FTAs with like-minded partners now are more important than ever. We see a world where trade is becoming increasingly difficult, where countries sometimes don't adhere to the rules that we made, where we need to diversify our supply chains in order to become more resilient and autonomous. And I think there the EU and India are natural partners. So I really hope that we will soon reach a conclusion on those negotiations.
India and the Netherlands announced the establishment of the India-Netherlands Joint Trade and Investment Committee, JTIC, through a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU. The JTIC marks an important milestone in further strengthening bilateral trade, investment and economic cooperation between the two countries. Russian President Vladimir Putin has criticized the European Union's attempts to seize Russian assets, calling the move a robbery, speaking during his annual question and answer session and year-end press conference today. Mr. Putin said the seizure was being done openly and warned it would undermine trust in the Eurozone. He added that many countries, including Russia, keep gold and foreign currency reserves in Europe and such actions could have wider consequences. Meanwhile, no agreement was reached at on the reparation loans for Ukraine backed by frozen Russian assets. Instead, the European bloc will raise 90 billion euros in joint debt to fund Ukraine for the next 2 years. Hungary, the Czech Republic and Slovakia will not take part in the scheme. Earlier, Brussels summit also ended in a deadlock after Belgium demanded unlimited guarantees before allowing the use of Russian assets held in the country. Efforts led by German Chancellor Friedrich Merz to secure the loan were unsuccessful. Earlier at a CIN news conference, the Russian president reiterated that Russian forces are advancing across Ukraine and that Moscow is on track to achieve its military goals. Mr. Putin said Russian troops have seized the strategic initiative and would make further gains by the end of the year. This year's news conference has drawn close attention for Putin's remarks on Ukraine and a US-backed peace initiative. This is Akashvani. You are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Dhaka and several other parts of Bangladesh witnessed widespread protests today following the death of Sharif Osman Hadi, who succumbed to his injuries while undergoing treatment in Singapore last night. Our correspondent reports several areas, including central Dhaka, remained paralyzed for hours ahead of the repatriation of Hadi's body, which arrived in Dhaka this evening. We have a report.
Student activists and supporters blocked key highways in Dhaka, Chattogram, Khulna and Memansingh, bringing traffic to a standstill for hours. Security was tightened as Hadi's body arrived in Dhaka on Friday evening on Biman Bangladesh flight. Border Guard Bangladesh deployed additional personnel around the airport and key locations in the capital. His Namaz e Janaza will be held in Dhaka at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Meanwhile, BNP Secretary General Mirza Fakhrul condemned the killing, calling the unrest and vandalism part of a planned attempt to destabilize the country and disturb the upcoming election, warning against the spread of extremism through mob violence. Naval Singh Parmar, World News, Dhaka.
The Australian government has announced a gun buyback scheme following the country's deadliest mass shootings in decades. It is the largest buyback since the 1996 Port Arthur massacre. The Bondi Beach attack is the country's deadliest mass attack in decades, left 15 dead and dozens injured when two gunmen inspired by Islamic State ideology opened fire at a Jewish festival. Committed by a father-son duo, the attack has been declared a terrorist incident. Meanwhile, Australian government today declared December 21st as a day of reflection to honour the victims of the terrorist attack. More than 5,700 Afghan refugees were repatriated from Pakistan and Iran in a single day yesterday. Sharing a report on migrants' issues on X, Taliban deputy spokesperson Mullah Hamdullah Fitrat stated that 1,084 families returned to Afghanistan. He informed that many of them received humanitarian aid and SIM cards as they returned through Herat, Helmand, Nangarhar, Nimroz and Kandahar border crossings. The UN and other humanitarian organizations have urged Pakistan to ensure that any returns are voluntary and in accordance with international obligations. They warned that mass repatriations can put pressure on housing, services and livelihoods in Afghanistan. India's top shuttler duo Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have become the first Indian men's doubles pair to reach the semi-finals of the BWF World Tour Finals. They defeated the Malaysian opponents Aaron Shea and Shu Wei-ik in the final group match. Sattvik Chirag made a thrilling come from behind to overcome Aaron Shea and Shu Wei-ik 17-21, 21-18, 21-15. They are only the fourth Indian duo after Jwala Diju, PV Sindhu, Saina Nehwal to reach the BWF World Tour Final semi-finals. In the Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the first semi-final to set up another encounter with rival Pakistan in the final in Dubai this evening. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine held in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says yoga guides the world towards health, balance and harmony. Russian President Vladimir Putin criticizes European Union's attempts to seize the Russian assets, calls the move a robbery. In Bangladesh, widespread protests erupt in Dhaka and other parts as the body of deceased student leader arrives in Dhaka. And in badminton, Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty enter the semi-final of the BWF World Tour Finals in China. And in cricket, India beat Sri Lanka to enter Under-19 Asia Cup final in Dubai. And that concludes tonight's One News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.